Jerry Bader Show, 923. Oh, Jason, I meant to talk about that Jameis Winston story. Did you hear about that? He walked out of the store with, what was it, crab legs? Well, I forgot to pay. BS. BS. He thinks he can go in and... You know, I never really commented on the sexual assault allegations against him. He, of course, the Florida State quarterback. Here's the one thing that I would say. He appears to be someone who thinks he can just take whatever he wants. That's all I've got to say about that. We are talking about Sheriff David Clark gave a speech to the NRA convention in Indy last weekend and mentioned cases in Wisconsin where legally armed concealed carry citizens killed people who would do them harm. The crowd cheered. Bruce Vilmetti, big lib of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, thinks that's awful that the crowd cheered. Would you have cheered if you were in that crowd? Vilmetti says, does it help the cause to cheer stories of people being killed? Because to him, it just doesn't matter. Perpetrator or victim, it's all the same. Would you have cheered? I'll admit, I would have. A friend says, okay, if not cheers and whistles, how about a simple nice shot? Ron from Sheboygan. Ron, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Good morning, Jerry. Absolutely, I would cheer. Absolutely. And I would like to talk about with a gentleman that just got executed.
Yes.
And they were talking that didn't go very well and he suffered for a couple of minutes. So what? That's good. The person he put in the ground, a young girl that he shot that was alive that he buried, he didn't have any mercy on her. The only problem I have with that execution, it should happen more often, should be on weekends, a public execution. They should hang people like that and leave them for an example. I do appreciate your time, sir, okay?
Ron, I have received about a half a dozen emails basically echoing what you just said about the botched execution where he eventually died of a heart attack. Joe on the road. Joe, go ahead.
I think fundamentally, Jerry, Vilmetti's looking at it from the wrong point of view. I think that the people were fine in cheering. I don't think they were cheering people's deaths. I think they were cheering yes. justice done. They were cheering victims that were able to fight back successfully and protect themselves. I think that's what the cheering is, that these people did things in a way that they were able to escape harm or death, which obviously they were facing harm or death in these situations. So I think his whole premise is washed up. It's not like Clark was sitting there saying, well, these guys are dead. Let's just, you know, let's celebrate that. His focus is on people using guns properly to protect themselves, and that should be cheered.
I absolutely agree, Joe. Thanks a lot for the call. They weren't cheering death. They were cheering life. People who were minding their own business were able to defend themselves against someone who would do them harm by killing them. They're alive. And as I said, I would rather be cheered than mourned. And I don't believe they were cheering the dead. I believe they were cheering the living. That's what I believe. Would you have cheered? 406-1360. 888-455-1360. I know some conservatives who don't agree with this. Well, you know, when somebody dies, there's nothing to celebrate. I think it is worthy to celebrate. And by the way, there's a reason, Joe's right, and there's a reason Vilmetti looks at it that way. Why do you think Vilmetti looks at it that way? There's actually another reason that this chaps Vilmetti's backside. There's another reason he doesn't like people cheering this. Michael in Sheboygan. Michael, go ahead.
I would say I would cheer too, and I think a lot of people, especially the people that are anti-gun rights, they say or they perceive it that it's for the right to own a gun like a shotgun or a pistol or whatever, when the essence of your constitutional right is to protect you from like a tyrannical government or from like a military force that would come and take away your constitutional rights. So that's why you should be able to own also a rifle and concealed carry and everything else, is because that constitutional right in itself protects the rest of our constitutional rights. And without that, we no longer have that protection for our constitutional rights.
Michael, thanks a lot for the call. To Don in Green Bay. Don, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. I was a victim of a violent crime back in 1994. Stopped to help three black gentlemen that were broken down on the side of the road. They beat me up, hit me over the head with a tire iron, I spent 2 weeks in the hospital, 6 months in physical speech and occupational therapy, and a year off work. And I can tell you, if I was told tomorrow that any one of those three defendants had died in prison, which is where they are, I would gladly cheer and dance on their grave.
Don, thanks a lot for the call. I have nothing more to add to that. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Here's what I believe. This is why Bruce Violmetti of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is upset. One, there are two things. As I said, he has a moral equivalency here of perpetrator to victim. To him, the perpetrator being dead is just as bad as the victim being dead. There's no difference. Somebody died. It's a zero-sum game to him. But two, here's what I think is really chapping him. He doesn't like to believe these things happen. He hates hearing examples of these because these never happen. Remember, that was the argument we heard when we were debating concealed carry in Wisconsin. Well, nobody ever successfully defends themselves with a gun anyway. They just get the damn thing taken from them and they get shot with their own gun. It happens 9 times out of 10. It almost never happens. That's exactly right. An emailer just said he doesn't like it because it validates the people's right to own firearms, but more importantly, the effectiveness of it. Mike on a cell. Mike, go ahead.
I keep going back to just the mood of the country right now with the leadership that we have. That I think it's just such an us against them mentality out there that yep. I think the cheering was a part of, we had a victory, basically.
Well, that is, you know, you might be right about that, Mike, but I really think they were cheering the fact that those people, the would-be victims, were alive. Are alive. That's what I believe. It's 9:30.